Welcome to MCU, the official podcast of the unofficial movies of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. My name is Jolly Old St. Justin.
And I am Frosty the Andy Man.
And if you love comics, if you love movies, or even if you just love...
jingling all the way.
And this show is for you.
Ooh.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening in.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
It's been quite some time since our last, it's been 40 days since our last recording. I don't know. That's true.
We spent probably 40 days in the desert contemplating it.
Yeah. We're just busy. We're just busy. We're busy guys right now. We got a lot going on. Andy, you have a lot going on.
Nah,
I mean,
not really.
I don't know. I have a lot going on.
I've been busier for sure.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's hard to find time to record, and so because of that, we are gonna probably start slowing down here a bit. I mean, is it possible to get more slow than we have been?
Always. You can always get half slow.
Okay, we're gonna get half as slow. We're gonna wind down is what I'm getting at. The MCU boys are gonna take a little hiatus, and by little I mean a large hiatus. We love doing this. It's just we got a lot going on. I have a lot going on. Apparently Andy's completely free and I've been misled this whole time.
No, it's a recent thing, but yeah, right now I got a lot of time.
Gotcha. Well, Andy might start his own podcast after this where he just talks about stuff. I don't know, Andy, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, I'm gonna start my own 24-hour podcast network where it's just me at a microphone talking, and you can tune in live at any point, so it should be pretty fun.
Just live at any point. It's the Truman Show,
I guess. It's like a radio show.
Yeah. Okay, well, good. Well, anyway, that's gonna happen eventually. I have no idea when, I have no idea where. But, just to let you all know where we're at, let you in on the secrets. Speaking of secrets, we have a new website. We loved Buzzsprout and everything that we did with them, and like their support and all of our show and everything. But we are now at Anchor, ANCHOR.FM, Anchor FM. So if you just go to anchor.fm/ MCWHO. That's our new website.
Backslash.
You can find
out
all of our old episodes there. And we're still on, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, a few of the others, Google Podcasts. It's just a better fit for us right now. So anyway, keep that in mind. If you want to listen to more episodes, you can find us there. Okay, I think that's all of our bookkeeping, Andy. Are you ready to have some fun?
Yes, I've been ready. I've been waiting for fun. I've purposefully not had any fun this morning, so I could save it all up for right now.
Just saving it up? Like you do on Thanksgiving, like when you don't eat because you're like just prepping yourself?
Yeah, you got to, you have to eat a large meal the day before. Like I would eat a large lunch the day before Thanksgiving to expand the stomach.
Yeah.
And then have tiny meals leading up to Thanksgiving.
Interesting. That's such a good strategy. I've never thought that much into it.
Done my research.
Well, today we are, I was going to say honoring, but that's not the right word. Today we are celebrating our dear friend, Emma Carter.
Yay!
Emma Carter! There's a ghost in here.
And it's you.
And it's me. I'm the ghost. Say hi, Emma.
Hi. I forgot I was in Zencaster, not in Zoom.
No worries.
Hi, everybody.
Hey. So Emma won our giveaway that we did forever ago. And, part of the reward for that, or the incentive, was
the prize.
That's what it's called. The prize was to get yourself a, your own superhero in the MCPU. So Emma, we're going to make you a superhero today.
Cool.
No idea what that means. I've only ever made like, that's not true. I've made a lot of superheroes in my life. I never made like a full length movie for one though.
Yeah.
Consciously at least. So,
well, our listeners might recall that Emma was on a fan favorite episode, Squirrel Girl.
Yes. Squirrel
Girl. One of the best, heroes that there is actually. And yeah. And then Emma, you did something. Was that the only episode you've been on?
Yeah, no, I just did Squirrel Girl.
We did the three team up episode with Squirrel Girl, but that was just the right. two of us, Justin.
Sure. I just thought of Emma the whole time.
Yeah. You envision Emma as Squirrel Girl.
I actually yes. do. If I'm being completely honest with you guys, I do envision Emma as Squirrel Girl.
<That's a deal. laughs>
Whenever I see Squirrel Girl, it's kind of true with all of our guests though. Whenever I like, cause I read Marvel comics, like literally nightly, as I fall asleep. And, every time that I come across a character that we've done on the show, I think of that guest that we had and the story that we made for that character. It's honestly like a nice little treasure that I've given to myself.
Aww.
And that the show has provided for me. So
that's really sweet.
Yeah. Okay. So
Emma. It was a really good episode too, though. The team up with Miss Marvel and Dino
and Moon Girl.
Moon Girl.
I really liked that episode.
Dinosaur.
I cried. Yeah. Maybe. I think I cried.
Did you? Wow.
Moon Girl and Dino make me cry when they get separated in that episode.
Yeah.
It's.
Let's go back stuff. And listen to it, friends.
Hey guys, before you we jump into this, have you guys heard the news? Emma, have you heard like all the MC Who news?
No.
Sorry, the MCU news. they have like a whole slate of new stuff coming out, and most of it was rumored or at least confirmed. Flip those around. But anyway, but a few of it's like really new stuff. Like Ironheart is getting her own Disney Plus show.
Who's Ironheart?
She's Riri Williams. We talked about her with Sierra Berry, one of our past guests, during the Rage episode. But she is she's basically like super genius teenage girl, or I guess she's probably, I think she's college age maybe. But she's basically like the new Iron Man in a way. Ironheart. And then also, Armor Wars was a big surprise, starring Don Cheadle, War Machine. That's going to be one that comes out. And then Secret Invasion with all the Skrulls. Ooh, that's exciting stuff. We got She-Hulk coming. We got Ms. Marvel coming. There's some trailers out for some of this stuff now, too. It's crazy. I'm just really pumped, you guys. Like, it's been a year without Marvel, and it's been... Like, well, that's not entirely without Marvel. We had Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. We got some stuff in there, but it's just been a year without big Marvel releases, and I've missed them. It's felt like a long year because of that. So
yeah, there hasn't been like everything that we were looking forward to, like kept getting pushed back, and
yeah,
it's been tough.
Yeah, it's crazy. But WandaVision comes out in like three
yes.
weeks.
That's I can't crazy. Wait
what
for
is
that.
It
looks so good.
WandaVision. So it's like Scarlet Witch and Vision.
I know Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
She's really cool.
Yeah, she's one of our favorites. Me and Deanna love her. You should definitely watch WandaVision on Disney Plus when it comes out on like January 15th or something.
I will.
Sweet. Okay, so let's talk about some other things Emma likes. If Emma is the main character of this movie, what is she into, Emma? Let's ask you. You might know her best.
Like in the very first scene, what is she doing? Maybe. To establish that character.
Oh gosh, probable. Okay, question though: is it pandemic world or non-pandemic world?
Let's. I don't want to be in pandemic world.
Okay, let's not do pandemic world. No pandemic.
Well, now
pandemic
I have to
is
remember.
Not canon in MCPU.
Good. But now I have to remember what I did before the times. So maybe she's teaching a dance class to little kids.
Oh, fun.
I like it. I like it a
lot. Or she's like at a spa counter and she hates her life.
And this takes, and we're saying this is in Kansas City?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Actually, forget that second part. I love the spa. It's great. I really do. Customer service, man. You know, it's just hard.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And I think that would be kind of a nice, you know, thing to show if like you were working at a job that is very nice and a company that is very nice, but interacting with customers that is difficult. But being able to see that, but then also seeing the other side of your life of teaching dancers, little dancers.
I don't do it anymore, but I did it for a couple years before before times.
And I think that sort of idea of, you know, just the athleticism that comes with dancing and the, you know, reaction time that you need to be able to have and all that sort of stuff, like, could feed into what you are able to do as a superhero too.
Ooh,
cat-like like reflexes.
Yes.
Cat-like reflexes. Somebody write that down. I can't write it down.
I'll write it down.
Because it gets too loud when I type. I was trying to type that. I was trying to type what your job was, and I was trying to type dances, teaches dance for kids, and I ended up just writing dances. So your job is just that you dance.
That's a little bit different, Justin.
It's a slightly different, context. Okay, cool. So, Emma, I guess when do we, setting-wise in the MCU, and specifically in the MCPU, mm-hmm. What are we thinking, Andy? Where in the timeline is this happening? Is this post-snap, pre-snap, during snap? Does half of her dance class of kids just disappear
in the middle of this?
Oh no.
No, that's too much.
That's too sad, but maybe the spa is like she's like walking like
and the customers maybe, like a really angry customer just disappears.
Yeah, yeah, they're like, away. "Excuse me, I asked for lavender scented towels, not eucalyptus." And and then she's like, "Oh yeah, okay, I'm so sorry." And they're like berating her, and then she like goes
turns
and gets
her back.
The other towels, and then she turns back around, and they're just.
There is a god,
and his name is Thanos.
And that's what she says. That's what she says when we cut to title card. There is a god. I don't know.
I kind of think post snap is.
Yeah.
Is the way to go.
Yeah, I like that.
Post-snap, even posts...
Postmodern.
What's it called? Blip? Yeah, yeah, postmodern jukebox.
Postmodern post-snap.
I love that band.
Yeah, they're going to do the soundtrack for this.
Okay, that'll work. All right, let's just... Emma, let's see. What other things... We can't not talk about your best friend in the world. Lux.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say Jesus.
Yeah, so you actually have Jesus powers.
Jesus is a superhero, right? Like,
Jesus,
that's the original superhero.
Yeah. And the Apostles was like the first Avengers, I'm pretty sure.
That caught me so off guard.
Why
doesn't
the Bible explain that way?
Oh, man.
It makes it so much more exciting.
I feel like when I was a kid, I read a comic that was like Superman meets Jesus. I'm not joking. I feel like there was a comic book that I read. Well, I don't think they fought.
Oh, less interested.
I think, but it was like, I think maybe it was like, you know, like a, what am I trying to say? Off brand, like Superman, like some church made.
Solomon Grundy? Bizarro Superman?
Bizarro Superman. Wow, that I'm crying. That was good, Emma. That caught me off guard. I'm sorry. I was gonna say Lux, your cat Lux.
Yes, Lux. He is my best friend in the world.
Oh, there he is.
He's being Hi, so Lux. Cute.
Hey, Lux.
You talking about me?
Yes.
Yes.
Lux can be involved somehow. Is Lux already your cat, or does like do you find Lux?
Ooh, maybe Lux is the source of your power.
Yeah. Like a mystical cat that you find.
We like our mystical cats in the MCPU.
So I'm getting a slight.
Guys, I am all about a mystical cat.
That's
true. Are you kidding me? Yes.
So okay, so lonely
Lux.
Thanks for assuming, Justin.
I was trying to say, well, it wasn't much better, but I was trying to say, lowly desk jockey Emma Carter walks home from her work at the spa.
Oh,
and she, I mean, it's kind of too, maybe too Catwoman-y, but like, you know, I don't know. Do you like rescue cats, or does this just happen to be like a cat?
Well, in Sailor Moon, it starts off with Serena or Usagi meeting a magical cat and saving it some from boys that are being mean to it.
Wow, so okay.
Maybe like Lux just shows up at my window and is like, let me in. And I'm like, oh, cat. And then I just let them in.
Yeah. So instead of like, so I guess the difference is like, is this magical cat like specifically targeting you, finding you for some reason, or is it just happenstance that like you are the not the chosen one by any means, the what I'm trying to say, like you just happen to stumble upon this destiny essentially, you know?
Maybe, like, it's stumbled upon, like maybe it's just not, maybe some people would say fate, but other people would say just dumb luck, like, right. I happen to be the person who found the magical cat because I like cats.
Yeah.
Not everybody stops to pet all the cats they see ever.
Well, exactly. And that's like, you know, it's just, it's you are doing a good thing. You're good. You're like, you know, and I say you, but Emma, the character is a good Samaritan and is taking care of this poor cat. And in return, it's almost like Green Lantern or something. Like, you know, you've earned the power bestowed upon you. Why am I? I'm bringing up so many DC references today, you guys.
And then it's like X-Men, and then also like, wait, is X-Men Marvel or DC?
That's Marvel.
Marvel. Yeah.
Hello. I do like a Marvel series. Here we go.
Yeah. Like, what are your favorite Marvel things?
You know that X-Men movie?
One X-Men movie. Just the one, the good one.
Which one? X2.
I've seen a lot of X-Men movies, actually. I think I've seen most of them, and I enjoyed most of them.
Cool.
I really like the X-Men animated series where Nightcrawler is like from Germany and like a really cute teenage boy.
Yeah.
That's pretty much my...
It's a good one.
That's where Marvel and I intersect, like, at the core.
That's the Venn
diagram. Have you ever seen X2? I forget what it's called. X2. I think it's just
to the
X2.
Extreme.
I forget.
I don't
know.
It's
X-Men. Like, I guess it was the second Hugh Jackman one that they.
I think
made
it's
way
called
back.
X2, right?
Do they go back in time?
No.
No.
I saw that
way
one.
That.
There was like one good scene in the go back in time one.
Yeah, that one was fine. It was pretty good.
I like the when Quicksilver was like running and everything got like slowed down into slow motion. That was cool.
Sweet dreams are made of these.
Emma, I'm gonna let you borrow my OG X-Men movies, because there's three of them, and the first two are pretty solid, and the third one a lot of people like to crap on.
I didn't mind it.
It's pretty bad, but it's not the worst. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like it's really not that bad.
I thought Apocalypse was the worst.
Oh, God, yeah. We can't get started on that.
I remember when the president turned into slime. Was it the president? Was it the mayor?
That's the first one.
In the first one. That's
I've
the
seen
senator.
That one. I've yeah, seen yeah, that yeah. one, and I liked that one, and I think I liked the one that came after that, and I don't know if I saw the third one.
The one that came after that is the one I'm referring to, X2.
Okay. Okay, yes, I have about seen X2. I've seen
because Emma likes X-Men, and we can use that.
Okay, well, good. My only point with all of that was just to tell you that Nightcrawler was in that movie.
Yes, then I
played
then
by
I liked
Alan
it.
Cumming.
Yes. Oh my gosh, he hated getting into all that makeup.
Who wouldn't?
I watched the behind the scenes.
Jeez.
It took eight hours for him to get all Nightcrawlered up.
I'm sure Mystique was probably worse though, right?
I don't know, because there's a lot of CGI there too. for Mystique, right? Because every time she transforms into a different person, it's a different actor. Think about that.
Mm.
He had to do all of his things in that makeup.
That's
true. Okay, so Emma Carter, superhero, gets her magical powers from a magical cat.
Mystical cat, excuse me.
That is a difference because where does this cat come from? Is it an alien cat like in Captain Marvel? Is it a, does it come from like a parallel dimension? Does it come from like a Cthulhu-esque like hellscape? Just giving you options.
I wish everyone could see Emma's facial reactions to all of these. She really liked parallel dimension.
Yeah. Or like, so I guess technically in Sailor Moon, the cat is an alien because they're from different planets, but, or they're from space, but maybe an alternate dimension for us. A dimension where all cats have magic.
Mm.
Yeah. That works. A cat maybe dimension.
Maybe Lux did something bad in the cat dimension and they punished him by sending him to our dimension.
But we don't learn that until later.
Yeah.
Like you put all of your trust and you like you get your powers from this one cat, but then it turns out that this is kind of like a rogue cat who was on the run from their own universe. And so it's also a redemption story for the cat.
Okay, now I need to clarify something. Just because you get your powers from a cat, these aren't cat powers, are they?
No.
They're like other like magic and stuff like that. They just happen to be, you know, embodied inside this cat. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. So then let's talk powers. Like what are, like Emma, if you could have superpowers, what powers would you have?
I think I just want a sword. I think I want the cat to get
magic sword or
yes, because so I love She-Ra, right? You guys know that we love She-Ra on the Spell Pod. Oh, hey, by the way, listen to Spellbound, actual D&D podcast. We love She-Ra and
internal plug there. Nice.
She-Ra has a magic sword. Also, Mulan had a sword. Also, my two favorite lady knights from the books I read growing up all had swords. So, like, all my favorite women, all my favorite heroes that identify as women have swords.
Fantastic.
Even though Sailor Moon didn't have a sword. But she had a lot of other accessories that let her do fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Emma, have you heard of the New Mutants?
No.
I'm back on X-Men stuff because there is a group called the New Mutants and they are like the teenage, they were written to be basically like the next generation of X-Men when like Cyclops and all of them had grown up and kind of become adults. So they were like teenage, like that next generation. And one of them is named Magic. She is Colossus's little sister. And she's like this Russian, like, basically like super intense, I don't want to say assassin woman, but she's like super intense. They just made a New Mutants movie that came out like in September, I think, or October. And I saw it and it actually wasn't that bad. It's pretty different. It's pretty kooky and kind of like, I think it's going to become like a cult class, like a cult favorite.
Oh, it's not going to become a cult?
No, it's not gonna become a cult.
I would watch it. I like.
I think you
teams.
Would love it.
I
think you would love
people.
It, Emma. It's got a really good cast, and Magic is basically what she does is she can control the hell dimension. I'm gonna slaughter this a little bit, but basically, she like can open portals to like hell, she has this dope long magical sword. It's like cute. It's like an anime style sword. And it's where her power comes from. But she like whenever she has it, her arm like turns into this like large like metal, like armored thing. It's she's
That's
so
badass.
Cool. She's so cool. And there's a sweet fight in the movie where all that happens. So you should watch that movie.
Make a note.
And also maybe that can inspire some of what we're talking about with this sword. So maybe the sword is like, maybe the cat, maybe Lux leads you to a sword, or maybe like Lux, maybe Lux's power is like opening portals. What do we think about that? So like Lux can like teleport to like, he's like a planeswalker. He can like jump to different dimensions. so then maybe he like pulls you in with him to like a different dimension, and you're like in a magical, like mystical forest or something, and like you find like a sword in the stone situation. I don't know. I'm just kind of rolling here. What do we think?
Yeah, no, I think
I like it. Wait, what were you gonna say, Andy?
Well, I think in order to keep it like we need to keep it so that Lux is and the outcast, outcasts.
The outcast.
I'm really working for that one.
It's pretty good.
So where is the sword, someplace where maybe he shouldn't be, or maybe that he's not allowed to go, and so he needs Emma to go get it?
Yeah, I like that.
That's pretty good. Why does he need the sword?
Maybe it will redeem him, or maybe he's not a cat. Maybe he's a person who was turned into a cat, and he thinks that it'll turn him back into his true form, or something like that.
Like Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, just I love like that Hocus movie. Pocus. Thackeray Binks. Or something. I like him having an alternate, because he's a very mischievous cat in real life. So I like him having some kind of alternate plan that he doesn't tell me. And so, but maybe it doesn't work the way he thought it would once I, like, also in Sailor Moon, Luna was also a person, not just a cat.
So many parallels. This is great.
I'm basically just telling you I want to be Sailor Moon.
All right. Well, let's just do Sailor Moon then. Sailor Emma.
So I was also trying to pull in a little bit of, like, because I know one of the other things that Emma loves is D&D. And so I was trying to, like, get in some of, like, the high fantasy, like magic of that Ooh. World as well. So yeah. I was thinking maybe like the land that Lux comes from is like a kingdom of people that are, they're not cats technically. They just look like cats. That's just what their species yeah. looks like.
And then in our world, he looks like a cat would look in our world.
Yeah, exactly. It's
That's
just
kind of like Persona 5 a little bit. Have you guys played Persona 5?
Mm-mm.
There's like, not. There's a little like cat character that's like a little anime character, and when they go to the alternate dimension, oh my gosh, I can't believe I can't remember its name, but it gets a cute little like a mask, and it becomes a little superhero cat. But then when they go back to the real world, it just looks like a regular cat. So like depending on what dimensions it's in, like changes its shape and its form.
Cool
Cause so it could be something like that, where in the fantasy world he's actually like a swashbuckling adventurer, but in our world he's stuck in this like cat body.
Is he like a thief? Is he like an adventuring thief, and that's why he gets
he loves to knock shit
it's
over
a little we get a little like a little fourth act turn where it's like he gets turned back into his original form, but he betrays Emma.
But then he feels bad because he's my best friend.
Yeah, yeah. He betrays you, but then he actually has come to like care for you, and he comes back
better.
And like
I freaking feed him every day. I clean up his poop.
Yes. Okay. So now let's talk. Before we kind of feed everything together here, let's talk villain. Ooh. Every hero has that good villain. I don't know. Who's the villain? Is it something that, you know, is it something in Lux's world? I feel like that's like the secondary plot, or maybe not a secondary plot necessarily, but I feel like there's something that's got to feed into like a battle in Kansas City or something like that.
Yeah, like monsters are starting to. Okay, so now it's kind of like Digimon. So monsters are starting to come in from the other dimension into our world, and we're not equipped to deal with them because we're not the D&D fantasy world. And so we can use the magic from that world to try and fight back these monsters, or better yet, instead of killing them, at the end of every episode, we send the monster back where it came from.
So this is a show now.
Oh yeah, no, this is a series. I thought we understood this. I already signed the contract.
Oh dang.
Well, this is the movie that launches the series.
Of course.
Yeah, this is the Disney Plus show where they try the character out and see if it takes.
Mm-hmm.
Fingers crossed.
Before they put you in the next Avengers movie. Okay, cool. So monsters are coming over from this mystical realm. They're attacking Kansas City. Why Kansas City? because you're there, because you're the one who took the sword, and they're coming after the sword.
Right? It's my fault.
It's your fault.
And I don't realize it because Lux doesn't tell me.
And there's like a guy walking down the street and he's like, what? They're attacking Kansas City. Nobody attacks Kansas City. Why are they here?
People start to speculate that like we're on top of some sort of hellgate.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, that's good though.
Maybe we are though. Maybe it's easier. Maybe that's why Lux was able to get here in the first place. Maybe like the lines between dimensions are a lot thinner. Right in Kansas City.
Yeah. Just some ley lines.
It goes Kansas City, Limestone, Hellgate. I think that's the way that it is.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think's better? Is it consequential to Emma stealing the sword, or is it just it just happened to be Kansas City?
I think it might be a result of Lux and his like he's doing things in order to benefit himself, and as a result, he didn't mean for it to happen, but monsters are getting through the portals as well.
Yeah.
So then why did Lux come to Kansas City?
Because he's running away from bad things that he did.
But why Kansas City?
Because nobody goes to Kansas City.
He's like, he's looking at a map of like places people usually attack. This one seems safe.
This is low on the list.
Maybe it was just random, though. Maybe it was like, whoa, I'm falling through this, you know, wormhole. And it, like, happened to come out in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. It's just where the universes line up as far as parallel universes go.
For any of our international listeners, Kansas City is a city in Missouri. Well, and also Kansas. It's split.
Confusing.
It's two separate cities. Confusing. Point is... it's in the like heart. It's like right in the center of the U.S.
Yes, it really is.
It's also, the closest large city to the geographic center of the 48 states.
Continental U.S. Yes.
Maybe the line that separates Missouri from Kansas is where like the epicenter of all of the evil is coming from. Like we straddle this hellgate. The State Line Road.
Yeah,
the State where... Line opens up.
Yes.
Splitting Missouri and Kansas finally. And monsters emerge from this hellscape.
We could pull a Code Lyoko, and at the end of every episode, we could go back in time so that nobody remembers what happened for the last 24 hours.
That's the end of every episode?
Yes. You just undo anything that happened so there's no consequences.
Well, like, yeah, basically. It's French, guys. Come on. They were doing their best.
Come on.
Okay.
Okay.
So what are we actually keeping from that?
It all ties
in. I think that's all gold.
Kansas City was called the Paris of the Plains, so.
Jackson County, Missouri was the Garden of Eden.
For Mormons, yeah.
So let's.
The Mormons.
That's it. We figured it out. We cracked the code.
Can
we talk more about powers?
Yes. What other powers do you want?
So yeah, you have a sword.
Yes.
Does your powers come from the sword? Is the sword just like an awesome magical weapon that you happen to have? What do you think?
So again, I'm just going to reference everything. So in She-Ra, spoilers, just so you know, listeners, in She-Ra gets the sword and she thinks that her power is coming from the sword. But then in season 3, or whatever last season was, after the sword has been shattered, she still finds that she's able to transform into She-Ra because, get this, the magic was in her all along.
Yes. It just unlocked.
But the audience won't know that until the penultimate moment.
Had some Michael's Secret stuff happening in there, huh?
Yeah. I think I just can fight monsters with this sword and I'm strong. And because when I transform, I think it gives me super strength and cat-like reflexes. And then maybe we think of some other fun stuff along the way.
So you're basically like Captain America with a sword instead of a shield.
Well, I think that's maybe where we need to go now. Like what is this path leading us towards as far as a superhero persona goes? Because I think if we were able to land on a persona, we would be able to detail it out a little bit more.
Can I be a knight? Sure. Go with the D&D fantasy theme? Like,
love it.
Whoever holds that sword becomes the something. Like, I don't know what the name is, but like some kind of like I get armor when I put it on and people can't see my face because I've got like a helmet or something.
What is What, lux is Latin, yeah?
Yes, it means light in Latin.
Okay. Okay, cool. Just curious.
what's Latin for sword?
Light sword. Looks, I'm going to look it up. Latin for sword.
Or like...
Gladio. Yeah. Like oh, gladius.
Yeah, like a gladius. Like gladiator. Yeah. Okay.
Lux gladio.
What about...
That's kind of cool.
If lux is light, or maybe you are like... knight, but it's a play on words because you're a knight. I don't know. That's
yeah. I'm the night.
Night. That's you. That's what you night. Say before you finish off the monsters.
Every time, every episode, that's what fans look forward to. She said it. She said it. Night.
Is white knight too weird? White, like maybe because, but what is a white knight? Like that, it has a bad meaning now, right? Like originally, it was like, oh, you're white
yeah.
knight.
It's yeah, internet yeah, people have turned yeah. it into a bad thing.
Okay, then never mind that.
And Black Knight is already a Marvel character, for the record.
Lady Knight, I don't know, that could be something maybe.
Lady Knight,
that bad. Was the name of one of my favorite books growing up.
Oh, well, okay. How about Nightbringer? How about Night? I'm workshopping here. How about Night Walker? It's not right.
Justin is determined to turn me into some sort of, no offense because it's a legitimate job, but Justin's
it's
determined
not
to turn me
thing.
Into a stripper.
I didn't mean to.
I dance. I
I did say your job was dances earlier.
Justin, Knight. You really do hate women.
No. No, that can't be my thing. That can't be my inside joke that you guys always say to me.
Justin loves women. We're just kidding. He's a really good friend.
God.
It doesn't. Knight doesn't have to be in the name. I just think that if I look like a knight, like that's what I want to look like. I want a knight, and then my steed is Lux because he gets really big and I ride him around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Sailor Moon was literally named Sailor Moon. Like, why are they sailors? They don't sail a ship. I'll tell you that.
Wouldn't it be so cool if they did though? Like, if she was like the captain of like a ship that
the whole ship
like an astral
yeah.
ship that like sailed the planets.
That would
like
be
Treasure
cool.
Planet style. That'd be so cool. The name will come to us. Let's just figure out the story. So, Act One, we have mild mannered. Emma Carter, she saves a mystical cat from being bullied by some punks, and she takes it home, and she feeds it, and she treats it with kindness. What?
Well, and I think we get, like, we see her at her desk job talking to shitty customers, and then I think we see her also teaching dance to kids, and it's really cute and fun. And then after the dance class, she exits, and she sees these kids
okay.
picking on the cat.
Okay. So, okay. So it's the kids picking on the cat. She's
right.
like, hey, kids.
Not the that. Dance kids.
Oh,
no,
like okay.
The dance kids' older brothers or something.
Yeah. There's a yeah. gang of older brothers.
And yeah. sisters.
Yeah.
And sisters.
See, I hate women.
And I save Lux from them and I give them a good scolding and tell them to stop being mean to people that are littler than them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ooh, that's good. That's going to be like a big, that's going to be a big plot, like a little subliminal message throughout the whole movie or I guess show.
Yeah. This is a whole season arc now.
Okay. Season arc. Got it. So that's Act One. So she takes Lux home, yada, yada, yada. You get like the bond between them and then Lux opens a portal and whoosh, she's sucked into it. And now we have Act Two where we're in this mystical forest and she's like, where are we, Lux? What did you do?
Can Lux
and
only talk in this universe?
Yeah, I think so. And Lux,
go
ahead.
Like maybe once we enter this universe, he talks and then... After that, he's able to talk, but only like the people who've been with him in this universe can understand him in real life. Does that
yeah,
make sense?
You have like yes. a bond.
Yeah.
Yes, you've
portal
bonded.
Bond.
You've been imprinted, like in
he
Twilight
bites me or something, and then I can understand him no matter where we are.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. That's cool.
He has to do that to the people they love.
He's marked you. So, not like a pee thing.
Right. It sounded like a pee thing. No. Huh?
I forgot that's the term for. Anyway, okay. So we got to get a little more into like what his deal is. Like he brings you here to this forest because he needs you to pull this sword, because only through the magic of the sword can he. Is he cursed? Is he like?
Maybe he's not banished. Maybe he actually wants to use the sword and the power of the sword to steal something, because he is like an adventurer thief in this world. So he needs. Let me ask you, yep.
Is he actually? Do his people actually look like cats, or does he just was he like cursed and turned into a cat, which is a little like going like down the Hocus Pocus theme, but. And so, like, he needs you to steal something, and like, but he was turned into a cat for like, because he was doing like bad stuff.
Maybe he got turned into the cat. It's like a curse when he tried to steal the thing. Like he tried to steal it, and he got cursed by being turned into a cat. What he didn't realize the first time he tried to steal it is that he needs something like a magical sword to like get through the barrier or whatever to get the thing.
Only a maybe. Okay, so the sword itself is like it's like Mjolnir kind of thing, where like only one who's worthy can you know, like Excalibur style thing. And he obviously wasn't. He knows he's not worthy because he's a little scoundrel. And so, but he sees you and the kindness in your heart, and he thinks, yes, she's the one who can pull the sword. And so he brings you along. You go and you.
But we don't know any of this yet.
We don't know any of this yet, but he just leads you to this magical sword, and then you instinctively pull it out, and then you fight some trolls with it in the forest.
Well, there's like, it's a first trial. Like, as soon as you pull the sword, there are trolls that magically appear so that you can prove yourself immediately.
Oh, okay.
And I just, and the way that I defeat them is after I try to defeat them with the sword, I realize that like, oh, they're just like, they're scared and lost or something. Like, and we find that there's a way to like defeat them without actually having to kill them or something. I use the power of the sword to like, I don't know.
Point the way home.
Yeah. Like point the way home. So then they, maybe they're just troll babies. And I don't realize that until I like.
Until you see these either even more giant, like large mama and papa trolls.
Yeah, because so, I don't want to use the sword to hurt people who are actually like not that bad. I should only use it to hurt people who are like really, really awful.
And that is the first trial of the sword, and you pass.
And you pass, and then everything goes white, and then you wake up in your apartment, and you're like, "Wow, what a dream! That was crazy." And you go to work, and everything's normal, and then a freaking ogre stomps through the dance studio or whatever, and you're like, whoa, and instinctively you go to save the kids, and the sword appears in your hand,
and it wasn't a
dream, and you're in your dance outfit, which becomes your superhero costume.
Except there's like armor that appears on top of it, so it's flexible, but also I've got some protection.
Yes,
exactly. It's like magic where the sword comes and then armor appears basically around.
And there's a really cool like transformation sequence with like swirling and
ribbons.
Ribbons, of course.
It takes like an eighth of every episode is the montage. and then so what I've decided, this is just Marvel's for Disney Plus's first like anime in the MCU. Okay, so you fight this monster and you're on top of the roof or whatever, and you see that this isn't just a one-time occurrence. There are other monsters all around Kansas City.
At every dance studio around Kansas City.
They hate dance.
we are too clumsy.
There's all kinds of monsters, and so you go to Lux and you say, "What's happening? Why is this happening to me?" or whatever. What do you think?
No, I like that. And I think that maybe that's when Lux has to come clean about like what was actually going down and is like, "Hey, but now you're the chosen one and you've got to do," or like, "Now you're the one who holds the sword," or whatever. And so you have to protect people. And I think I want to say it before we run out of time. I think what this leads to is that in this, like in the following episodes, I will have to find and acquire a team of people who each will hold another magical weapon. And as a team, we yes. will. I can't defeat them all by myself.
Mm-mm. There's a shield and a mace and nunchucks and a bow and arrow.
You gotta have a bow and arrow.
Yeah. There's one guy who just has a cool like magical shuriken, but it's just the one, so he has to go like retrieve
run
it every
and
time.
Go get it.
And they all happen to be in Kansas City, and we've seen some of them.
They're all from Kansas City. Yes, and
some of them in the episode before, like they were, you know, they seemed like small characters that didn't matter, but actually,
they're important. That's fantastic. Now I want MC Who to just become a show where we just have our favorite Kansas City guests on back on, and they become the other heroes in this story.
Yes. See, we can just continue this session or this episode in part two.
So true.
Kelsey's one of the people. Rebecca's one of the people. I'll just have all the Spellbound girls be one of my team friends, because that's we already are a magical team. And mm-hmm. and yeah, I'll let you guys cast the rest.
That sounds perfect. That's great.
That's great. So I guess we just end on a cliffhanger with Lux.
Well, I think that I defeat like the monster in the dance studio. And like there's got to be like some level of like, oh, we did it, you know. But then like the knowledge that like, oh, this is gonna keep happening. Like we need to get a team.
I like the thought that here's my thought. Instead of it being localized in Kansas City, I think you defeat the monster of this arc in Kansas City, but then you realize that there are other like. In taking this sword, it's opened up multiple realms across the world, and so you have to work with like globally, like other people like you who are just kind of chosen, and so it's a little more Sailor Moony. I don't really know too much about Sailor Moon, but it's what
a little digi-destined, like Digimon. They like kids from all over the world.
Yes,
Digimon.
I thought you said a little indigestion, and I was like, oh, do you need to go somewhere? Are you okay?
I like that. What was I gonna say? Because you said something and it was so good, and I had a thought, but now
globally.
I think like it's about not just getting the monsters back into the portal, but then closing that portal. And so it's like the thing is that one, we need to close all the portals, and two, we need to get people to help us close the portals, and that's like how the series progresses. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I do.
It does. Close the thing that's letting the monsters in.
Yeah, yeah. And Lux is your steed who magically grows larger and becomes like a saber-toothed cat.
And that's got to be like a reveal too in this first episode, like where things kind of look all but lost, and then Lux turns into.
Well, I think this is the whole first season. It's like a 6-episode pilot season where you have like. You know, by the end of this first season of this arc that we're doing right now is like Lady Knight, I guess is the name we'll go with. Yeah, Lady Knight. I like it. It's grown on me.
Or like the dancing night. No, forget that. Lady Knight. Night Dancer.
Night Dancer.
Night Dancer. Yeah, that's
it. Please let it be Night Dancer, please. With a K, Night Dancer.
Okay.
yes, that's so good. So Night Dancer.
I'm like, I pirouetting and shit.
Yeah. At the end of this first season, she defeats, she's protecting Kansas City. This is all happening in the course of like 24 to, you know, a couple days, 24 hours. And she has to slay like the dragon that's at the top of the,
Westport Auto sign? Is that what it is?
Yes, the Westport Auto sign in Kansas City. That's good. And
is it Westport or is it just Western
it's
Auto?
It's Western Auto.
It's whatever auto.
Western
we
Union.
Know what you're talking about. Western Union sign.
I know what it
anyway,
looks like. I haven't
you
seen
slay
it
a dragon is the point of all of this. You slay a dragon, you no, protect Western Kansas auto. City, and Lux basically says like, you know, great, now just go put the sword back and, you know, it'll be fine. Like, everything will be fine. And then you're like, no, I need this sword because I have to protect. There's others like me and we need to work together. We can't run from this, Lux. And you teach Lux the power of not being a coward.
Well, maybe that's why he's able to transform into a big saber-toothed cat, is like he embraces like thinking about others instead of himself and being
that's
less
it
selfish.
That's it. in that penultimate episode, he like takes off, like, you're like, I'm gonna go slay this dragon, and he's like, you're crazy, we can't kill a dragon, and he's like, he runs off, and then he comes back for you, and just when you need him, he runs up the side of the building like he's a giant cat. He's embraced his true form.
I love it.
This is the tale of Night Dancer.
I like it a lot.
Hey, that's good.
Hooray.
I like that movie. I mean, that show. And I can't, I want to see that show, damn it. Right? That's a really good show.
Also, just so you know, I told the person that I need to see it too, that I'd be a couple minutes late. So just so you know.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll wrap up anyway. I really want that to happen. So I need Rebecca to learn how to do animation so that we can make this a real thing. Or Jerry
Manon could help too.
Okay, well, all of our friends, if you're listening, if you know anyone who does animation, email us at mcwhopodcast@gmail.com.
I'll write the script.
It's going to be great. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great. So, cool. Well, I hope that was fulfilling for you, Emma. We didn't really tie it too much into the MCU, which I know that doesn't make a difference to you, really. So that's not a big deal. At the end, in the after credits scene, Squirrel Girl comes in. She's like, hey, what's going on with all these monsters? You're a Night Dancer.
There's a weird moment where the audience sees the same actress playing two characters.
And then they realize they're actually twin sisters anyway. Okay. So, Emma, thanks so much for coming on and playing around with us again.
Thank you. This was so fun.
Yay.
Yeah. Where can our friends follow you? Pick a couple of your projects.
Yeah. So we talked about Spellbound earlier. That's our actual play D&D podcast. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and TikTok at The Spell Pod. We just started our only Patreon, and we're giving away some cool art as a thank you to everyone who becomes a patron this month only. You can also just find me on Twitter and Instagram. One is at Emma D. Lemma, and one is at Ecat Carter. I don't remember which is which, but there you go.
Yes. And Emma is a fantastic storyteller, as I'm sure many of you have just witnessed. If you want to see more stories from her, you can also check us out on Twitch, YouTube, Twitch and YouTube in the upcoming in February, where she will be leading her own another actual play show, RPG style, and she'll be leading that on our Ghostlight RPGs channel on Twitch and YouTube. You can find us there at Ghostlight.
Well, currently it's Ghostlight KC, but we're rebranding, so in the new year it'll be at Ghostlight RPGs.
Woohoo!
Nice.
At Ghostlight RPGs in the new year. Just after the new year, just search then.
I'm pretty sure mine is going to be about My Little Pony. I don't know if that's a spoiler. I don't know if I can say that, but I'm saying
no. This is, you just heard it here first, folks. My Little Pony. This is your scoop. If you want a My Little Ponies role-playing game, check it out then. I think Andy might be playing around in that.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to pony it up.
If you want more Andy, there you go. Cool. Well, as always, you can find us at Instagram and Twitter at MC Who Podcast. Join our Facebook group at the MC Who Podcast. And again, our new website, where you can go find all of our episodes, is anchor.fm/mcwho, and you'll find us there forever, probably
until the heat death of the universe.
Right.
I found it just now. It looks awesome, you guys.
Hey, looks good. Okay, well, until next time,
I'm Andy.
Justin.
And we'd be feline if we said we didn't appreciate you.
Did you just pick Lux up like Simba by the scruff of the neck, like Rafiki style?
Simba.
Lux would like to say hello.
Hi, Lux.
Lux, everybody listen. I think he just rolled his eyes.
He did.